Hello and welcome to a bonus episode of the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. The Radio Thrift Shop, well, I'm taking a little break. Working on creating other projects, including a YouTube channel, getting back to actually writing a zine, among other things, creating a show called One Song Wonders, and of course, doing all kinds of shortwave projects. So, after a couple of decades, it's time for a quick break from Radio Thrift Shop, or maybe a longer break. Regardless, today, this is a bonus episode, and I'm going to be playing some music from the record label Enja Records, which is from Germany, and a very cool retrospective has just been released. It's called If Music Presents You Need This, an introduction to Enja Records. All right, kick back, relax. I hope you like some jazz here on the Radio Thrift Shop. Thank you.
Thank you.
Rabbi Abu Khalil with Lamentation, and before that, Nana Simopoulos with Pulsey's Dance. Here on the Radio Thrift Shop, I'm DJ Frederick. We're exploring a 2-LP release called If Music Presents, You Need This, an introduction to Enja Records. It's absolutely amazing. Having firmly established themselves as a bastion of all things deep in jazz, they went on to issue some very early world music projects from a number of fantastic musicians. I think 2021 was the 50th year that Enja Records has been releasing music. And this is an incredible compilation. It's called If Music Presents, You Need This, An Introduction to Enja Records. Oh no, yeah, you're listening to Radio Thrift Shop number 590. I'm on hiatus, so I'm not really here. This is all just some kind of auditory hallucination.
Exploring science in the sea. The North Atlantic Ocean is home to a rich diversity of life beneath the waves, but it's also home to a rich diversity above the waves, seabirds. There are so many birds that scientists managed to have a patch of the ocean declared a marine protected area. The birds inhabit a region that's almost as big as Texas. It's south of Greenland, from near the shore of Canada to the middle of the Atlantic. The first hints that it was a popular spot for birds popped up in 2016. A team of researchers looked at several earlier studies that tracked bird migrations. The studies showed that many of the birds settled in the North Atlantic for periods of days to months. Later studies found even more birds putting down stakes there. In all, the studies recorded 21 species of birds, and as many as 5 million birds could settle there every year. Some travel a long way to get there. Some shearwaters come thousands of miles, all the way from the South Atlantic. The birds may pick that spot because it's where the warm water of the Gulf Stream intersects with colder waters. That region could provide good conditions for the fish and other organisms the birds eat. Even though the region is far from land, the birds still face dangers, from fishing fleets, pollution, climate change, and other sources. So scientists are trying to get some international protection. But that won't be easy to do, so the region could see fewer birds in the decades ahead. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
You're listening to DJ Frederick and the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS, classical WSCS.org.
Buried everywhere.
Vibist Bobby Hutcherson featuring Harold Land. Tune called The Creators. Before that, Marvin Hannibal Peterson. And a tune called Mother's Land. Well, I'm DJ Frederick. You have been listening to a bonus episode of the Radio Thrift Shop. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, or requests, you can email me at freeradioskybird@icloud.com. That's freeradioskybird@icloud.com. Let's cruise on out of the show with Dollar Brand and Abdullah Ibrahim.